Hello, Mike. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Before we launch into this, I always like to do a little trivia up front. So I'm going to ask you a question that you probably will know the answer to. Which weighs more, your new book, Pie Academy, or a Costco apple pie?
Oh, gosh. I'm going to have to say my book, because my book weighs in at almost 4 pounds. I'm not sure about a Costco apple pie.
Only because you make such good pies, you've probably never bought one there. Well,
I haven't.
let me tell you something. They're massive. A Costco apple pie clocks in at 6 pounds, 4 ounces.
Oh, good Lord.
And your book, I weighed it. I got a food scale, 3 pounds, 13 ounces. So you were right about that. All right. Hey, you know, you are literally the product of pie parents. So your fate was sealed from the beginning, right?
Yeah, it sure was. My parents were very regular fall pie makers, and that they sort of planted the whole seed for my later pie making career. Every weekend in the fall, we'd load all the kids, there were seven of us, into the Woody, and we'd go up into the hills around Plainfield, New Jersey, where we were raised, and they'd buy bushel baskets full of apples and bring them home, and then they'd spend Sunday afternoon making pies. And it was just so much fun to watch them. It was their thing. You know, Dad would make the crust and Mom would cut the apples, and it was just a pleasure to watch them. They had such a good time doing that.
So I love the whole concept of Pie Academy, and you do pie getaways, I understand. So, for example, would you organize a field trip to Georgia so students could learn the zen of watermelon rind pie?
I've never thought of that one. I can tell you have been through the book, because you saw the watermelon rind pie. But we do pie getaways. We do love to teach people pie. And we started this years ago. We did our first one in Savannah, and then we did about six or seven of them in a row in Charleston, South Carolina. And then we just did one last year in Vermont. And basically it's just members of our community, the Pie Academy. Whoever wants can fly in from wherever they are or drive in, and we basically spend the weekend making pies together.
Oh, man, that's great. You talked about your dad making the crust. So here's my question. Which of the following draws people to pie more, the crust or the filling?
I think we're probably divided into two camps there. For some people, the crust is where it's at. If it doesn't have a great crust, they're not interested. And for other people, the crust is more or less, can take it or leave it, and they just dive right into the filling. To me, you have to have both. You have to have a wonderful crust, and you have to have...
Ken, you mentioned in the book that you lived in New England for a while, even though I think you grew up, you said, New Jersey. And you like using maple syrup whenever you can in your recipes. Why is that such a good ingredient for pie?
Well, it's one of those things. First of all, I love it because it's a Native American ingredient, and the people who make it for the most part are small producers throughout New England and some of the northern states. So, just, you know, the very fact that it's, you know, has those sorts of roots really appeals to me. It's as a sweetener, it's, you know, it adds sweetener and it adds that wonderful caramel, you know, like flavor. And that works. You know, it's not something you always want to use necessarily, because it does have its own unique flavor. But to me, that's the flavor of New England. I love that. So if I'm making an apple pie or a mixed fruit pie, like a, you know, fall fruit pie with cranberries and pears and apples, that to me that flavor just feels like home.
Do you remember the movie Julie and Julia, as in Julia Child?
Oh, yeah.
That was the movie where the woman, she cooked every day something out of the art of French cooking. I'm thinking of doing the same thing with the Pie Academy book, baking a different pie every day, and then maybe they do a movie about us down the road.
That's a great idea. It's funny you should bring that up, because there's actually two gals who I know of who are doing that very thing. One of them has made like 173 of my pie recipes from one of my old pie books, and another one has made something like half of them. So maybe there is a movie somewhere in the future.
All right. Who plays the part of Ken Heydrich?
Hopefully Ken Heydrich.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was thinking Matthew McConaughey, but I guess maybe that's just...
He's better looking than me anyway, so maybe that would be better.
Well, it was fun talking to you. The book is Pie Academy, Master the Perfect Crust, and 225 Amazing Fillings with Fruits, Nuts, Creams, Custards, Ice Cream, and more. You will get your money's worth. It weighs in at 3 pounds. 13 ounces. Ken Heydrich, what fun. I enjoyed talking with you.
Thank you very much, Mike. I appreciate it. Take care.
All right, my friend. Happy Thanksgiving.
All right, same to you.